For us by wickedness betrayed, for us in crown of thorns arrayed, he bore the shameful cross and death. For us he gave his dying breath. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text for this morning comes from our Old Testament and Gospel readings. You may be seated. Have you ever visited a vineyard? Beautiful places, typically. Carrie and I got to visit one in Italy a few years ago. It's peaceful, the grapes are growing, and the best part about it is there's usually a winery attached to it. But a story is told of a very wealthy property owner who took a piece of his land, the best piece of his land, a fertile hill, cleared it of rocks, and planted a beautiful vineyard there. He set up a watchtower so that his servants could watch to make sure no enemies would attack that vineyard. He dug a wine vat and built a wine press so that the grapes could be brought and pressed into wine and stored, and the people could drink from the abundance of the vineyard. He planted the choicest vines. He handed the vineyard over to a select group of people, his tenants, who would manage the vineyard, water it, cultivate its fruit. But the fruit it bore was wild, not the choice fruit that the owner had hoped. Some of it soured and even grew rancid on the vine. And those tenants who were in charge of tending the vineyard and working it to bring about the good fruits, well, they were wicked. So the owner would send his servants to help with the harvest, to help the tenants in the cultivation of the fruit, but the tenants killed the servants. The merciful owner was patient. He didn't kick the tenants out. Instead, he sent more servants to the vineyard to harvest the fruit, to encourage the tenants to change their ways, to cultivate those vines so that good fruit would grow. But the tenants killed them too. Over and over and over again, the master sent his servants, and the tenants killed them. Finally, in his mercy, the owner sent his son into the vineyard, hoping that the tenants would at least respect the heir. But alas, this one too they killed. So the owner came, and he tore down the protective hedge and destroyed the wall that surrounded the vineyard. He destroyed the wine press. He scattered the tenants that he might start again with a new vineyard. It's a very vivid picture that our Lord paints in both Isaiah and in Matthew's gospel, the parable that Jesus gives. God's kingdom is likened to a vineyard. The word of promise was given to the Jews. They are the tenants. He gave them judges and kings to protect his people, his vineyard. He gave them priests to minister on behalf of his people at the winepress of the tabernacle and the temple, from where the blood of the sacrifices would flow like wine from a winepress. And the Lord blessed his people, and he forgave all their sin. That was the covenant. That was the terms of the lease, if you will, that God would be their God and they would be his people. They would be obedient and the Lord would care for them and protect them. But the grapes were wild. The good fruit flowing from repentant hearts was often hard to find. Instead, God found their injustice and rebellion and sin. So the Lord sent his servants, his prophets, to proclaim to the people, to urge them to repent, to turn away from their idols and trust only in the Lord, to bear good fruit. And while the people might listen for a while, eventually they would grow tired of these words and persecute or kill the Lord's prophets. And he would send more, and he would send more, and these two would be persecuted or put to death. And so finally, God would send his son, his only son, born of the virgin, into the vineyard of his people, his heir, our Lord Jesus Christ, that they might finally believe and trust in him, and in that faith bear good fruit. But he was rejected by them, stricken, smitten, and afflicted, killed by crucifixion. And so their vineyard was taken, their nation overrun, their temple destroyed on more than one occasion, and their land occupied. But a new vineyard was planted, and new tenants were to be found. And some of those who had been faithful to the Son went out to find tenants for the Lord's vineyard from anywhere they could. No longer a specific group of people would occupy this vineyard. But the covenant had changed somewhat. The terms of residency were modified. The owner was the same. The fruits that he desired from his vineyard were the same. But the incorporation into the vineyard to become a tenant was somehow no longer predicated on the rules and strict obedience. Well, that's not exactly true, because the son whom the previous tenants had killed didn't stay dead. And he alone kept the rules of the vineyard owner. He alone was obedient to the will of the master. And so now the new covenant with the tenants is based on the son. Believing on the Son brings one into citizenship in the vineyard. And the tenants are now from every tribe, every language, every people on the earth, brought into the vineyard not through the law and the sacrifices of animals, but brought by the grace of the vineyard owner and the sacrifice of his Son. The Son comes to be with his tenants on a regular basis to wash them, feast with them, to forgive them. And there is a tree in the midst of this vineyard, the most spectacular tree ever created, a tree with no equal. There is no vine in the vineyard or tree as lovely as this one. No tree with finer blossom, finer foliage, finer fruit. For on this tree the tenants killed the Son. It is the tree of the cross. The Son died for the tenants there. He died for you, that he might pour out his blood for you, that you would be brought into the vineyard because of his obedience, not as tenants, but as children. And the Son continues to come to the vineyard to care for it, to plant, to water, to harvest its fruits. The Son isn't just an occasional visitor to his vineyard. No, he dwells there. He cares for it himself, using some tenants whom he has called to tend to the fruit. Through his tenants, his children, he brings others into the vineyard. Citizenship in the vineyard is promised by the Son himself. He gathers them in and keeps and protects those he gathers. And so you, dear friends, are the fruit of this new vineyard. You are the tenants, the children, the vineyard of Christ's church. You are the branches, and the Lord Jesus is the vine. You have been grafted onto this choicest of vines so that you may bear abundant fruit, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And if your fruit begins to rot, yes, even if you stray outside of the vineyard, out of its protection and its nourishment, the Son goes to find you and call you back. And he has sent new servants, pastors and teachers, to set them up in the watchtower, to watch over you that you might not fall prey to those who would seek to destroy the church, either from outside or from within, to guard the message of salvation, to guard the pure gospel of our Lord, that you would continue to believe and trust in God alone for all things. And the Lord is seeking more tenants to come and serve in his vineyard, his church. And what of the winepress, that from which the wine flowed, that place where the people offered their sacrifices, where blood flowed for the sins of the people? Well, it now flows from the stripes etched in Jesus' back. It flows from the holes in his hands and his feet, and it flows from his pierced side. This is the blood that flows for the remission of your sins. Jesus is the new winepress, the new tabernacle, the new temple, the new place of God's presence with his people. And he continues to cover you with his blood, the blood that washed over you in the waters of your baptism. For in his blood there is life. And from the winepress of this altar, wine flows. Because from this altar, Jesus gives you his body to eat and his blood to drink. The one who sacrificed himself for you feeds you with the very fruits of that sacrifice. And he comes to you and makes each of you a wine press of sorts, that the fruits he creates in you may be poured out to your neighbor. In this new vineyard, the church will one day be finished. It's not complete yet. One day it will be filled with all of the tenants that God desires to dwell there, and on that day it will be rebuilt, reestablished, a permanent vineyard, a permanent kingdom. Those who died while connected to the vine will rise again just as the Son did, never to die again, to dwell in the vineyard forever. In that vineyard there will be no need of a watchtower, because all of the enemies will be defeated. There will be no need of a hedge or a wall for protection, for all those who would seek to overthrow the vineyard will be no more. And the Son will be there, the Son of God and all his angels, and we will dwell in the vineyard of heaven for eternity. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.